The Four Persons congratulates Terry Delp on giving us our 14th top 10 show in the Christian category, about 2 weeks shy of our 1 year anniversary as an apostolate. 14 top 10 shows. Now, to put this in perspective, the show that I left after 14 years has had zero top 10 shows during the same period. The Four Persons just keeps on keeping on. We'll continue after these messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klopones, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rocks. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out The Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of handcrafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons. The Four Persons Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com.
As The Four Persons continues to grow astronomically, here are some websites you're going to need to keep an eye on. First of all, our radio show page is thefourpersons.com. That's thefourpersons.com. Our blog site is thefourpersons.net. From either one of those, you can jump to our Twitter, which you want to become a member of to keep updated with our latest content, and our YouTube site, where we are conducting great interviews and uploading tremendous great video content. So, our website, our blog site, our Twitter, and our YouTube page. And also check out the Bible Catholic Network. You can find that from our Facebook page, which is also linked from those websites. Check all of this stuff out to keep up with the great content. And please, make a donation if you can. We are a 501c3, and your donation is tax deductible. And now, we're going to close the show today with a little treat for you. The case for the crucifixion. Can we actually determine the actual date of the death of Jesus Christ? Well, we can. In the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel, he records one of the most amazingly precise prophecies in all of Scripture, as given to him directly by the angel Gabriel. The prophecy deals with the fulfillment of the Jewish religion, the end of the line of prophets, the temple sacrifice, and the temple itself. It also deals specifically with the coming of and the death of the Christ. It is only this last part that we will focus on here. According to the prophecy, 69 weeks of Jewish years are determined from the signing of the decree to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem to the coming of the Christ, his death occurring shortly after. A week of years means 7 years. 7 years times 69 equals 483 Jewish years. A Jewish year was 360 days. 483 times 360 equals 173,880 days. The decree in question was issued by King Artaxerxes of Persia on 1 Nisan in the Jewish year 3317. By our calendar, March 5th, 444 BC. Our calendar has 97 leap days per 400 years, so our calendar year is actually 365.2425 days long. Converting the calendars, with a starting point of exactly March 5th, 444 BC, and moving forward exactly 173,880 days, we have to remember that there is no year zero between 1 AD and 1 BC. We arrive at exactly March 29th, 33 AD, for the coming of the Christ. His death occurs shortly after. This prophecy is astounding, because if Friday, April 3rd, 33 AD is the day of the crucifixion, and we believe it was, March 29th is the day of the coming of the Christ in triumph. Palm Sunday. This prophecy would seem to support April 3rd, 33 AD as the date of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It fits within the overall framework of evidence that points to this date as the only date that fits all the known requirements. Let's go over them one by one. First requirement. In the Gospel of Luke, we see Jesus' ministry as beginning in the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar. This would be either 29 or 30 AD, depending on whether or not Luke was using common ascension dating. Now, John's Gospel shows Jesus' death the day before Passover, 3 years later. That means Jesus had to have died in 32 or 33 AD. The Passover moved each year, so the day of the week preceding Passover would change. The Gospels are clear that Jesus died on a Friday. This eliminates the 32 AD date, but the 33 AD date still qualifies. Now the second requirement, an eclipse. Because the Bible records that there was an eclipse on the day of the crucifixion. But a 2017 article in the Kansas City Star confirms NASA has determined a partial lunar eclipse was visible in Israel on April 3rd, 33 AD. And this is confirmed in Roman historical accounts of the same day. Pagan historians Stallus and Pelagian both confirmed this. The third requirement, an earthquake, because the Bible confirms that there was an earthquake on the day of Jesus' crucifixion. The historian Pelagian also confirms an earthquake in Israel on April 3rd, 33 AD, and this is confirmed by the International Geology Review and others. Now I must ask you, what are the odds of predicting an event almost 500 years in advance when that event has to, one, occur on a Friday, two, occur in the 18th year of a particular political leader in a particular geographical area, three, that said area would experience a confirmed eclipse coinciding with the event, four, that said area would experience a confirmed earthquake coinciding with the event. The odds against this happening by chance and fulfilling all these requirements would be a number too large to even contemplate. But April 3rd, 33 AD indeed fits all these criteria. Let's face it, Jesus died on April 3rd, 33 AD.